Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on Isaiah 41, and today we're reading Isaiah 41, 23 and 24. I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit and our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Ask them, if you were gods, explain what the past means. Or, failing that, tell us what will happen in the future. Can't do that? How about doing something? Anything. Good or bad, whatever. Can you hurt us or help us? Do we need to be afraid? They say nothing. Because they are nothing. Sham gods. No gods. Fool-making gods. Ask them, if you are gods, explain what the past means. Or, failing that, tell us what will happen in the future. Can't do that? How about doing something? Anything? Good or bad? Whatever. Can you hurt us? Or help us? Do we need to be afraid? They say nothing. Because they are nothing. Sham gods. No gods. Fool-making gods. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or a feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Ask them, if you are gods, explain what the past means. Or, failing that, tell us what will happen in the future. Can't do that? How about doing something? Anything. Good or bad. Whatever. Can you hurt us? Or help us? Do we need to be afraid? they say nothing, because they are nothing. Sham gods, no gods, fool-making gods. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Ask them, if you are gods, explain what the past means. Or, failing that, tell us what will happen in the future. Can't do that? How about doing something, anything, good or bad, whatever? Can you hurt us or help us? Do we need to be afraid? They say nothing because they are nothing. Sham gods, no gods, fool-making gods. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we confess how easily we turn to other places to find what only you can provide. May our eyes and our hearts be turned toward you, our hope and our rock. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.